Welcome back to Amud Yomi. Today we're doing Chaf Tes Amud Beis and Megillah, coming close to the end of this Masechta. And we are, as always, learning in the merit that our hostages should be returned home now, that our soldiers should be successful, Israel should emerge victorious. And we are continuing to begin, but we're beginning on Chaf Tes Amud Aleph with the Mishnah. Well, we did the Mishnah yesterday, but just a quick review. The Mishnah pointed out that once we were discussing the reading of Megillah, and we talked about Torah, we're talking other readings of the Torah, other creations of Torah, so now we're going to continue talking about the Arba Parshios. And says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, it's not awesome. Be'echad ba'adar mishmin al-shkolim. On the first day of Adar, they would announce it's time to get ready to pay the shkolim tax. Ba'al-klayim, they would announce about the klayim, that is, because it's the beginning of the planting season, they'd say, go out and make sure, tizaher, you don't have any forbidden mixtures planted in your fields. Bishlam al-klayim, so it's understandable why they would announce it about the klayim, bizman zrihi. As I just said, it's the time of planting. El ha-shkolim, mi'olam, how do we know that the first of Adar is the time to announce the shkolim? Amrav Tavim, Rav Yoshia, Damar Kral, the Pasuk says, Zos olas chodesh b'chadsho. The Pasuk says, this is the Ola offering of the new moon in its renewal, in its chodesh. Amra Torah, the Torah is saying, chodesh v'havi karban truma l'chadasha, meaning when you bring the Rosh Chodesh offering, bring it from a new separation. That is, and we've discussed this before in this Masechta, in this podcast, you have to bring the Truma from that year's offerings, from that year's donations. You can't bring it from a previous year. So that's how we know you have to separate the Shkolim. Okay. The cave and the Nisan by Akruvi Truma Chodesh, and since Nisan is when we have the new tax, Kadim Lekrin Bechon Adar, so Nisan is when is tax day, the first day of Nisan, so we advance the portion of reading the Shkolim a month to give people time to prepare. This way they have time to bring the Shkolim to the temple. Come on. So who is this like? Meaning who is of the opinion you need 30 days advanced warning? The low Rishim ben Gamliel. It's not Rishim Gamliel. The Rishim Gamliel, Amar Shtei Shabbos, is Rishim ben Gamliel's of the opinion that you only need is 2 weeks to prepare for an event. Ditani. And this came up in our Wednesday night class. Sholem b'hilchos Pesach, kodem Pesach shloshim yom. A person begins to discuss and ask questions about hilchos Pesach 30 days prior to Pesach. Rishim ben Gamliel omer Shtei Shabbos, no, all you need is 2 weeks. I feel the same about Rishim ben Gamliel. The Gemara says, no, maybe even Rishim ben Gamliel will endorse this Mishnah that we announced the Shkolim 30 days prior. Why? Because the Mishnah tells us, b'chamisha aser bo shluchonos yoshim medina. On the 15th of Adar, the money changers would begin to sit throughout the providence, and they would be there to help people change their money into half shekels. On the 25th of Adar, they go to the Mikdash already. And since the money changers were already present on the 15th, 2 weeks prior to that is the first of Adar. So if you believe you need only 2 weeks advance notice, well, we're advancing notice to when you can begin to change your money, and therefore he can endorse our Mishnah. Good. My Parsha Shkolim. So now we're going to try to figure out what exactly is this Parsha Shkolim. We know it has something to do with the Mishkan, but what exactly is it? Okay, I just got interrupted. I think I'm up to here. My Parsha Shkolim. So what exactly are we reading on Parsha Shkolim? Rav Omer, Sabbath B'nei Yisrael V'Ratalehim Es Karbani. We're reading the part that says that there's a daily obligation to bring the Karban Tamid. After all, the Karban Tamid can only come from the funds provided by the Shkolim. Ushmol Amar no, Kisisa, which is what we do. We read Kisisa. When you count the Jewish people, you should use half Shkolim. So the Gemara is now going to go through has various concerns with each view to try to figure out which is the best. So Mishlam Amar Kisisa. It makes the most sense according to the opinion of Rav, excuse me, of Shmuel. Makes more sense according to Shmuel, who says you say Kisisa. Why? Hani dekar lo Parsha Shkolim. Because that's why it's Parsha Shkolim. It's all about the Ksiv Beis Shkolim. It says Shkolim, which is why do we call it Parsha Shkolim? We call it after the fact that you right away as you get into the Parsha, we mention the word Shkolim. Elo leman davar this karboni lachmi. According to when it says this karboni lachmi, which is for Parshas Pinchas, which is actually the Kriyas Torah for Rosh Chodesh. It's the Parsha Tamid. We never mentioned the word Shkolim, so why are we calling it Parsha Shkolim? So Hacham Midi Shkolim Ksiv Asam. Sorry, Hacham Midi Shkolim Ksiv Asam. Is the word Shkolim even written there? So says the Gemara says, and yes, let's defend Rav. Time I can Rav Tubi. Why? Because according to Rav Tubi. What does Rav Tubi say? It says Rav Tubi that the whole purpose for Shkolim is as Karboni Lachmi, to bring the Karbon Tamid. So yes, it might not explicitly say Shkolim, But the whole purpose of that of the Shkolim is for the Karban Tamid. So you could say in a way Karban Tamid is synonymous with Shkolim, and therefore it's all good and well. Okay, here's some other considerations and concerns. Vish Lama Leman Domar Savas Bnei Yisrael. It makes sense according to Rav, who says Savas Bnei Yisrael, that's Parsha Shkolim. Why Mishum Diksiv Karbanos Hasam? Because it's written all about the Karbanos there. And Kidder Rav Tubi, the Rav Tubi says that the whole purpose of public obligation, a public sacrifice, is that it comes from the Shkolim. And therefore, or in a way, you can even argue that what makes something a public sacrifice, a Karban Seabor, is that it's purchased with Shkolim. Because if everyone in Klal Yisrael just put money into a big pot and you bought a Karban, that wouldn't be a Karban Seabor, that would be a Karban Shutfim. Now, the way to think about it is when the government purchases something, so it's owned by America. Versus if everyone joins together and purchases something, so then it's just owned by a bunch of individuals who happen to be America. That's the difference. Elamad Rakisisa Karbanos Miksiv. Does it say anywhere anything about Karbanos? So Shkolim Adon Miksiv, meaning it's here's the problem. According to Shmuel, what did we do with the Shkolim of Kisisa? We didn't buy Karbanos with them. We bought that went in the Mishkan. That they hammered them out and became the silver bases of the Adonim of the pillars. So basically, what he's saying is as follows: that it makes most sense that Savas Bnei Yisrael is Parshas Shkolim because, after all, that's all that is purchased with the Shkolim. Whereas in Parshas Kisisa, the Shkolim there, we're going to the Mishkan, not going to the Karbanos at all. And the whole point of reading Shkolim now is to remind us we have a tax, an obligation to give a tax for the Karbanos. So Kinder Rav Yossi, the Gemara defends. Shmuel says, no, according to Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi says, Shlosha Truman Hain, there are three times the word Shkolim appears in the Parshas Kisisa. By the way, that's why we have a minug on today, on the fast day, to give three coins. Okay, three times the word Shkolim appears in Kisisa. It says, three times it says Truma this is the fasting brain here. Three times it says the word Truma in Parshas Shkolim of Kisisa, correct. One, Shalshim Mizbeach. One is to teach us about the Shkolim which are used to purchase Karbanos. V'shaladonim la'adonim. Another time it teaches us that the Shkolim are used for the base of the Adonim. And last time it says Truma, Bedekabayis. One time, to teach us to pay for the maintenance of the temple. Thus, we see it says the word Truma three times, and indeed, Truma chose Parshas Shkolim. One of them is going to pay for the Karbanos, so it could that could be Parshas Shkolim. Great. Bishlam Adonai Kisisa. Gemara is now going to have two additional considerations, I believe. According to one, it says Kisisa, which is Shmuel, Hayindishani Hay Rosh Chodesh Bishar Rosh Chodesh. That's how when Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is different from all the other Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Why? Why is that true? Because in all the other Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, what do we say? We say we read the Parshas Shkolim. Whereas in all the other Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we're reading a Shabbos Bnei Yisrael, Karbani Lachmi. Meaning to say, the Mathir you're doing is Shabbos Bnei Yisrael, Karbani Lachmi. Whereas here we're doing Parshas Shkolim. So Bishlam Adamar Kisisa Hayindishani Hay Rosh Chodesh Mishar Rosh Chodeshim. That's how this Rosh Chodesh of Adar, which falls out on Shabbos, is different than any other Shabbos Rosh Chodesh in the year. El Daman Damrat Shabbos Karbani, my Shani, how does it differ? Shani does differ. Why? Either Rosh Chodesh Kar Shita B'ina D'yoma, because on other Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we read, six people are called up to read the weekly Torah Parsha, the Chad Rosh Chodesh. And one person is called up to read the entire Rosh Chodesh Kriyas. V'ilu Hidna Kulu B'Rosh Chodesh, whereas when the regular When it's Parshas Rosh Chodesh, which was Rosh Chodesh Adar, which is Parshas Shkolim, we don't read at all the Parsha of that week. And all we do is read the Parsha of the Shkolim. That is to say, then again, let me just say this a little slower. I have a little bit of a fasting brain today. On this Shabbos, that's Parshas Shkolim, since we're defending Rav here, so Rav is of the opinion we're reading as Karbani Lachmi. So what he's saying is that's all we're going to read, whereas on a regular Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we read the regular Parsha and we add on for the Maftir as Karbani Lachmi. So that's what's going on here. So the Gemara now has a challenge. Hanich Laman Damar Seder Parsha Shuachoser. This all works according to the one who says that after we finish reading the four Parshas, we return to the regular program, scheduled programming of the Parsha of the week. Elaman Damar Seder Haftaros Shuachoser. However, according to one who says that we return only to the order of Toros, who parashas the Yoma Karinan, but we do read the weekly portion of the Shabbos of the four parashas, Maishani. What's going on here? So basically it's as follows. And this is actually the latter half is what we do. There is a machlokas that says, the machlokas is, do we on the week of the four parashas only read those four parashas? And then in future weeks, we go back to reading the actual parsha of the week. Or do we say no? On the weeks of the four parshas, we read the regular parsha, and then we add on as a maftir the special four parshas. So if you understand that all we read is the special four parshas, and we don't read the regular parsha, so Rav makes sense. Because what Rav is telling us is as follows. Rav is telling us, how is Rosh Chodesh Adar different than the rest of the Rosh Chodeshes? Because in Rosh Chodesh Adar, all we're doing is reading as Karbani Lachmi, the Parsha's Tamid, whereas every other Rosh Chodesh, we read the weekly Parsha, and we add on for the Haf Torah, for the Maftir, excuse me, we add on the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh of the Parsha's Rosh Chodesh of Karbani Lachmi. So says the Gemara, but if you say, no, even during the weeks that we read the four Parshos, we're still reading the regular parsha. So then, what is the difference between the week of parsha of Shabbos, parsha Shkalim Adar, where we read the regular parsha, and then the maftir is going to be as Karbani Lachmi, and every other Rosh Chodesh that falls on Shabbos, we read that parsha, so it's parsha's Emar, and then the maftir is going to be as Karbani Lachmi. That's so we still have a problem. So Shani does different. Why? The Rosh Chodesh and Karishis to be in the Yoma, for on a regular Rosh Chodesh that falls on Shabbos, six people get the regular Aliyah. V'chad karib Rosh Chodesh. And the last person gets the Rosh Chodesh. By the way, just to go back to what we said previously, a couple of dafim ago, clearly what we're saying is the maftir is one of the seven, is not number eight. Okay. Point is, on a regular Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, six people, we divide up the regular Torah portion into six parts. The Parshas Emor is divided into six parts. And the last person gets Parshas HaChodesh. Lidnakar Tlas B'Nidiyoma. Whereas here, here, three people read the current Torah portion, which means we only Kohen Levi Yisrael. We divide up the Torah into of that week, so it's parshas whatever parsha is, Rosh Chodesh Adar. The regular Torah parsha is divided into three. The Arba Kar Rosh Chodesh, and four people read Rosh Chodesh as if it's a regular Rosh Chodesh. So that's the difference. Meisvei, the following challenge: Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, Karan Parsha Shkolim, we read the parsha of Shkolim. Umaftir be Yehoyada HaKohen. And we conclude the Haftorah from Yehoyada HaKohen. Ish lama demanda amar. Kisisa. So this makes sense according to one who says, what's Parsha Shkolim? It's Parsha Kisisa. Why? Hayim Maftir be Yehoyada HaKohen. That's what we read from Yehoyada HaKohen. That's what we read from Yehoyada HaKohen in Malachim, because we always see the Haftorah has to have something to do with the regular Parsha. The Domi Lay. And how does it resemble it? Diksiv by Yehoyada Kesef Nafshos Arko. The money of its valuation of persons, which is talking about the half shekel, the hamachzah shekel tax. Elamad damer is karboni lachmi, but according to what it says, no. Parshas Shkolim is karboni lachmi, mi dami, so how is it similar to the Yehoyada? Dami is similar to Rav Tubi. Again, that Rav Tubi, because what's Rav Tubi going to tell us? That Shkolim, and meaning parshas of reading the Shkolim, of Shkolim, is synonymous with the Karbanos. So therefore, whenever you mention Shkolim, you can also mention the Karbanos. In this case, you mention the Karbanos, and you have the Haftarah of Yehoyada, which talks to the Shkolim, which purchases the Karbanos. Meisvei, we challenge Rav. Chal yos parsha hasmuchalo. If the day scheduled for Shkolim falls out on Shabbos, and that parsha is close to the regular, the regular time we read Shkolim, as in Parsha Kisisa, as we know, it's usually about a week or so off. Ben lefne ben lachres, whether Rosh Chodesh is falling before or after Parshas Kisisa, Korno so, you read Parshas Shkolim separate on the first Shabbos, the Kofilin so, you repeat it on the next Shabbos. Okay, meaning either you're reading it because it's Parshas Kisisa, that's when it's supposed to show up, or you're reading because it's Parshas Shkolim and you repeat it Parshas Kisisa. Bishlam and Kisisa. So it only makes sense to say that you read Shkolim now and then repeat it next week when it's the regular order of the Parshas of reading Kisisa. Highness Rami Bahuzimna. That's how this can happen, that during Adar, which is around the time you say Kisisa, you can basically end up reading the same parsha twice, like we do this year. El Mandamar Tzavis Karboni. But according to one who says, no, Parsha Shkolim really means it's the Karbon of Tamid. My Mr. Rami Bahuzimna, can it ever happen that you have a Parsha Shkolim of this Karboni Lachmi and then repeat it next week because it's part of the regular schedule programming? And indeed, you could. Because unlike us in Israel, they used to divide the parsha. They can finish the Torah once every 3 years, not once every year. And therefore, based on that calculation, you can end up where in Adar you're reading Parshas Pinchas, which is as Karbani Lachmi, and have to repeat it the next week for Parshas Shkalim. Tanya Kavah say the Shmuel. We're going to bring a support to Shmuel. That's from Kisisa. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shlos B'Shabbes. Karan Kisisa Maftirim B'Yoyada going. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, read from Kisisa. And we end with the Haftarah with Yehuda HaKohen, and this is a very good proof. Okay, and this is what we do. Amar Rav Yitzchak Nacha says Rav Yitzchak Nacha, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shlos B'Shabbes, Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, Motzin Shalosh Torahs HaKohen Ben. We take out three Torahs and read from them. Ech V'Inyan Shayom, one for the weekly Torah portion, Ve'ech V'Shar Rosh Chodesh, and Ve'ech V'Kisisa, one from Rosh Chodesh and one from Kisisa. From Rav Yitzchak Nacha, so we bring out three Torahs and read. One of the weekly Torah portion. One of Rosh Chodesh. One for Chanukah. Why do we need to know both these readings? It seemingly basically making the same point. If we just said it by Rosh Chodesh Teves, welcome Rav Yitzchak. This Rav Yitzchak said we did it. But perhaps with regard to Rosh Chodesh Adar on Shabbos, he holds a grav. Amar Parsha Shkalim is Karbani Lachmi. Who says Shkalim is Karbani Lachmi? Who wish they Torahs? All you need is two Torahs. Why? Because one for the weekly Torah portion, one to read the Shkalim, which is Karbani Lachmi, and one to read Parsha Chodesh, Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, which is also Karbani Lachmi. So you just have to go back and repeat it. So Kamash Milan, the fact that Rav Yitzchak says you need three shows that he endorses Shmuel's position that it's Kisisa. The lame Havalaihas. Gemara is like, why do we need to say both? Teach us both about three coming down to Rosh Chodesh Adar and three on Rosh Chodesh Teves. Chodem Michlad Chavar to Itmar. So actually, he only taught it by Rosh Chodesh Adar, and then we deduce the same thing would apply to Rosh Chodesh Teves. Itmar. Rosh Chodesh Teves Shcholios B'Shabbes. Rosh Chodesh Teves Shcholios B'Chol. If Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on the weekday, Amar Vitzla Karat Klos Rosh Chodesh. So how do you divide up the Torah reading? Three people read Rosh Chodesh, B'Chad B'Chanukah. One person reads Chanukah. Rav Dimi Chifa Omer, Rav Dimi from Chaifa says, no, Kari Tlasa B'Chanukah, three read from Chanukah, V'Chad Rosh Chodesh. So again, are we having three people read from Rosh Chodesh and one Chanukah, so Rosh Chodesh is coming first, or is Chanukah coming first and the last person reads Rosh Chodesh? Omer Rav Mani, Kavaseid Rav Yitzchak Nafla Mistabra, Rav Yitzchak makes the most sense, Tadar Shana Tadar Kodim, because generally, if you have something that's frequent and something that's infrequent, whatever frequent takes precedence, therefore Rosh Chodesh comes before Chanukah. Amarav Oven, Kavaseid Rav Dimi Mistabra. No, Rav Dimi makes more sense. Mi Garmel Vivi Chayovo. What is the reason we have the fourth Aliyah? Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, because it was just Hanukkah, all you have is three Aliyos. The fact you have four Aliyos is because it's Rosh Chodesh, therefore, Rosh Chodesh, the fourth Aliyah should be for Rosh Chodesh. My Havi Allah, so how do we paskin? Meaning, we have Rosh Chodesh first and then Hanukkah or the other way around. And go see Amar Eimashich Rosh Chodesh. We don't worry about Rosh Chodesh, meaning to say the primary reading is out of Hanukkah. Rabbi says, no, we don't worry about Chanukah, and Rosh Chodesh is primary. Again, that doesn't help us. We don't concern ourselves with Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh Ikar, and Rosh Chodesh is primary, and that is how we paskin. Okay, I wish you all a wonderful day.